And Ludo de Brabander, I wanted to ask you, for those listeners here who may not be familiar with the origins and evolution of NATO, could you talk a little bit about the original reason why NATO was created, and especially why it chose, following the collapse of the Soviet bloc, to expand eastward?
Well, NATO has, when it was created in 49, it was to keep the Russians out, the Germans down, and the United States in. That's the very famous phrase that is often used. And of course, the Warsaw Pact has been established 6 years later, but it was in the middle of, let's say, when Truman gave his speech in 47, let's say, that makes the difference, and that started the Cold War. It was like, always with accompanying what I call the propaganda of, we have to be careful for Russia. Russia will invade us. And like similar, that time similar to what happens now. And after, it has already been said, I think, in the program today, but going further on in the 90s, when the Warsaw Pact was dissolved and the Soviet Union also became dissolved, and with 10 states coming out of it, many in even mainstream politics thought NATO is not needed anymore. But NATO, it just the opposite happened. NATO, let's say, reinvented itself. It started in late 90s to expand its territory to the east. It changed, let's say, its policy of a pure defense organization to Article 5, when one country is attacked, all countries will help and support the country attacked. This is the central, let's say, task of the NATO. Suddenly there was talk about non-Article 5 tasks, which became intervention policy of NATO. And third, it started to be global by making a lot of cooperation agreements with countries and regions worldwide. So NATO has reestablished itself as a global actor now, more and more, as a global force. And as Rainer said, NATO, more than half of military spending is done by NATO. And now you see a big push towards all NATO countries, because this was decided in Wales in 2014 to increase their defense military budgets. And it will become, even in a few years, 60-65% of all military expenditures in the world. And so it became very important military force. And I think mainly to defend geostrategical interests. It's not about security. If it would be about security, the let's say the relationship with Russia would be treated differently. As Rainer said before, then it would be more cooperative. We would look for what is called common security, because security is indivisible. Security of the other is in the interest of the security of the one. So it is, but this policy is undermined by NATO. What is principle?
And to what degree is there an opportunity for the peace movement to be able to affect the policies of some of the key players, European players within NATO?
Well, it's very difficult. As I said, I mean, there is not much coverage of the positions of peace movement. What we try to do, we have to also, as media announced already in the United States on the 5th of December, 5th, sorry, of February, so next Saturday, a vigil in Brussels. And what we try to emphasize is that this NATO is not in our interest, not in the interest of security and peace, but also not in the interest of, let's say, the needs of people. This announcement of military spending to increase it, this is what we try to use, because at the same time, there's a huge discussion in government, or we had a huge discussion in government, how to solve the bills of they go up two, three, four times up
Ludo, we
for
have 10
energy.
seconds.
Okay, for energy, and how to solve that. So we want to oppose that military spending to what the real needs of the people.
Ludo de Brabander is with the peace group Vrede, which is based in Belgium, where NATO is based. And thank you to Rainer Braun, who is with the International Peace Bureau, speaking to us from Berlin. Both will be involved with peace vigils as the escalation of militarism continues between Ukraine and Russia and the United States and NATO. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Remember, wearing a mask is an act of love.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WRCT.org on the web. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour of blues, we're going to hear from Roosevelt Sykes on his piano, talking about his hamstring, Sister Rosetta Tharpe as well, about her man and herself, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with a nice kind of jazzy bluesy crossover tune, and much more. We're going to start with Johnny Drummer from his album called Unleaded Blues from Earwig Records 2001. Here he is with Anything But Without You. Johnny Drummer here on the Deep Blues Hour. ¶¶
I'd rather be on public welfare. Oh, I'd rather be, darling, lost in space somewhere. I'd rather be somewhere sad and blue. Oh, I'd rather be, darling, anything but without you. I don't care. I was the talk of the whole town. I don't care, darling, if you got me acting like a clown. But somewhat, darling, if I know your love is untrue, I'd rather be, baby, anything but without you. Nobody's business. Treat me the way you want to. But still, I'd rather be, baby, anything but without you. Everybody can laugh when they see me passing by. But oh, I don't care, baby, if they see these tears in my eyes. But so what if I know, darling, that you loving too. But still, I'd rather be, baby, anything but without you.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in the Cohen University Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color photocopies, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers, and more, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options, including cutting, laminating, folding, paneling, stapling, tape binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call them at 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Girl, are you so right? Girl, are you so right? Sitting
Oh, there you go. Nice little tune there from Big Maybell and orchestra under the direction of Danny Mendelsohn. That's called I'm Getting Along Right. I pulled that off of a Rhino collection of blues masters, New York City blues there from Big Maybell, even though she was from Jackson, Tennessee. Go figure. Maybe she was up visiting and recording. We also heard from Bobby Rush, the great Mississippi entertainer. That's It's All Right, version number 3 from a disc by the same name there from Bobby Rush. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Tina Turner. Here she is with Shake a Hand on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Won't you leave it to me? Don't ever be ashamed. If you'll give me a chance, I'll take care of everything. You know your troubles I'll share.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, rocks.
somebody else, baby. But you sure ain't no good for me. You may be good for somebody else, baby. But you sure ain't no good for me. All I ever got from you was a whole lot of misery. Well, you may be good for somebody else, baby, but you ain't for poor clean head. For somebody else, baby, but you ain't for poor clean head. Friend said you would mistreat me, baby, and it happened just like they said.
I want a mile, a mile.
town could be found.
Song entitled Lightning Struck the Poorhouse. That's from Arthur Lee Stevenson from an Earwig collection on their 16th anniversary. That was back, issued 1995, recorded, of course, before then by Arthur Lee Stevenson. Plus, we heard from Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. I love his sound. That's from a Pablo record. Pablo put out a lot of jazz records as well as some crossover stuff. From 1982, that was No Good for Me, on the record called I Want a Little Girl, from Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. All right, up next, let's hear from Charles Brown, from his early recordings made in the late 40s to early 50s. Here he is with a little something called Moonrise. Charles Brown here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Moonrise, shine all your beams upon the sunny sea. Find my wounded lover, send her back to me. And help me in my misery. Moonrise, with all the magic you have in your glow. Why don't you make the stormy whirlwind blow my wandering lover back to me? Why should I have to choose misery and the weary blues for my destiny? Can't you see I will have misery and the blues to lose if you don't find my love soon. Moonrise, don't let the shadows of the dawn creep through and take away your magic glow from you. Before you find my love, moonrise.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hey! This year the devil's jump, man. My baby, she reap. Baby, she gone. Baby got something I sure do love. Holla, baby, do the boogie. Holla, baby, do the boogie. Holla, baby, do the boogie. If it take you all night long. My baby, she low. Baby, that red dot on the ground. She love to do the boogie. She love to do the boogie. She love to do the boogie if it takes her all night.
Said, darling, no matter what.
way you've been treating me, darling, is coming back home to you, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me. No matter what you said, darling, no matter where you go, just remember, darling, you gotta reap just what you sow, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, because you've been so mean to me. Understand, I'm going away to leave you. Let you do the best you can, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me.
From a 1977 release called Bricks in My Pillow, that was Robert Nighthawk and Crying Won't Help You. Indeed, there you are, Robert Nighthawk. We also heard from John Lee Hooker, recorded in the late 1940s, early 50s, thereabouts. That was Devil's Jump from John Lee Hooker. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Roosevelt Sykes from a disc called Feel Like Blowing My Horn, but this is called My Hamstrings Poppin' from 1973. Roosevelt Sykes on the Deep Blues Hour.
Baby, you got a fine body. You're a gold digger from your heart. From the start. She's I've been working hard, didn't go to school. She said, you can call me your Georgie Mule. She said, Daddy, load my wagon. Shake the line. She said, my hamstring is popping. Oh, and my collar's crying. She said, hug me tight. Don't want to know other way. Baby, you've been working hard all day. Now it's time to play. She said, load my way. She said, Daddy, and I lay here and shake the line. getting old. My hamstring is popping. Oh, daddy, and my collar's crying. Mercy!
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Just give me life this morning down on Parchment Falls. Just give me life this morning down on Parchment Falls. I wouldn't hate it so bad, but I left my wife and mine. Goodbye, wife, all you have done gone. Oh, goodbye, wife, all you have done gone. But I hope someday you will hear my lonesome song. I don't mean no harm. Oh, listen, you.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Pittsburgh.
Congregation, please be seated and open your prayer guides to the Book of Revelations, Psalm 69.
My heart beats counting the crash.
Psalm 16.